Burton Briggs, Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N, Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S. Date of birth is 6/15/1977. This is for date of service 10/12/2022. Burton Briggs, B-U-R-T-O-N, Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S. Date of birth is June 15th, 1977. This is for date of service 10/12/2022. Mr. Briggs is a 45-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in his early 30s. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, allergic rhinitis, and psoriatic arthritis. The patient has experienced significant weight loss over the last 5 months of 50 pounds and over the last year about 100 pounds. The patient states that he has generalized fatigue and decreased stamina. The patient states that he has not been taking his diabetic medication for over a year. The patient states that previously he had been on several different types of medications for diabetes, including metformin therapy. He has also been on Humira for 10 years for his psoriatic arthritis. The patient states that he has an allergy to Lyrica. The patient states that over the last 5 to 6 months, the patient has had decreased muscular strength and unintentional weight loss. For breakfast, he usually eats eggs and bacon and orange juice. Lunch is usually burgers and french fries, and dinner is usually catering food. He's a truck driver, and the patient states that over the last 6 months, his appetite has also decreased. He reports occasional diarrhea and constipation and some symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome. He also states that he feels like he has lost some muscle mass. Plan number one for his type 2 diabetes. The patient has uncontrolled type 2 diabetes with a hemoglobin A1C dated 2/20/2022 of 13%. This correlates with severe glycemic excursions. At this point, I'm concerned about his unintentional weight loss of 100 pounds over the last year. I believe that the safest regimen to place him on would be insulin therapy, at least initially, until we could measure a C-peptide on him. Therefore, I will start him on Traceba 24 units once daily and have him follow up in 2 weeks to reassess his glycemic control. I believe that we will have to reduce his blood sugar slowly in order to ameliorate symptoms of reducing his blood sugars too quickly. And furthering his fatigue. Next number, I will get a C-peptide level and a current hemoglobin A1C. Next number for his unintentional weight loss, I am concerned about this. He has lost about 100 pounds over the last year, and 50 of those pounds have been over the last 6 months, and therefore I will order a CT of the abdomen and pelvis to assess for any possible malignancy that could be contributing to the unintentional significant amount of weight loss. Next number, I will also order colonoscopy in order to further evaluate the unintentional weight loss that the patient has had. Next number for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for his hyperlipidemia, check a current lipid panel. Next number, the patient will be establishing primary care with Dr. Sharma. He has an appointment with him on November 7th. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.